With that, Pippa pulls up her skirts and Felicity, giggling, gives chase. I'm the last in. I don't know how the others could have gotten away from me so fast. I turn corner after corner, but all I see is a maddening flutter of colour and then nothing. The hedge walls are the most unusual I've ever seen, made of tightly woven clover and small black flowers, and I swear they shift so that when I look behind me, the passage has changed. The isolation sends my mind into strange corners, and I quicken my steps.
Anne!
I cry.
Over here!
She shouts back. The sound comes from everywhere at once, so I cannot be at all certain where to go next. I hear whispering. Is it coming from up ahead? When I go round the edge, there are Felicity and Pippa standing close, foreheads touching, hands clasped. They murmur in private conference, and I can hear only a word here, a phrase there.
There's a way.
But how?
We could... together, you see?
Pip.
Promise me.
Promise. I step on a downed branch. It breaks with a loud crack. At once they drop their hands and charm me with two quick smiles. You oughtn't sneak up like that, Gemma. Fee scolds, but her hand is at her heart and her face is flushed. Pippa jumps in, all smiles.
Fee was teaching me how to curtsy for the Queen. It's hideously difficult, but she can do it brilliantly, can't you, Fee?
On cue, Felicity drops to the ground, her arms holding her skirt, her head low. Those cool eyes dart a glance upward at me. You were discussing the curtsy, I repeat dumbly.
Yes.
Pippa's smile is a lie. It's no matter. You needn't tell me, I say, turning.
Gemma, you're being silly, Felicity calls after me. It was the curtsy we were speaking of.
I hear them whispering behind my back as I walk away. Fine, let them have their secret. I twist and turn through the maze. The magic swirls and eddies inside me. I could eat the world, devour it whole. I need to run, to hit, to wound and heal in equal measure. I need, and it is more than I can bear. On nimble feet I fly into the forest. Where my hands touch, something new is born. Strange flowers as tall as men. A flock of butterflies with shiny yellow wings edged in black. Dark purple fruit, fat and heavy on the branch. I squeeze one hard in my hand and the juice turns to maggots. I throw it quickly away from me. The disgusting creatures burrow into the earth, and the earth responds with a crop of wildflowers. Lights blink in the trees, and a fairy creature appears.
Such power,
she says, marvelling. My head is light. I'm swollen with magic. Suddenly I want only to get rid of it. Here, I say, laying my hand upon her head. It's as cold as snow where we touch, and I glimpse a vast darkness before I pull away. The creature turns loops, trailing sparkles.
Ah, I know you now, she purrs, and trails a finger across my heart.
I shake my head. No one knows me. The creature circles me slowly till I feel dizzy.
There is a place where you will be known, loved.
Her cold breath whispers in my ear.
Wanted. You need only to follow.
She flies deep into the fog bags that obscure the winterlands, and I give chase, letting the mist swallow me till my friend's laughter is a faint memory of sound. I'm farther in than I've ever been. Slimy vines slither across my bare feet like serpents come aground. I hold still, calming my breath. The fairy creature hovers near my shoulder. Her eyes are black jewels.
Listen, she whispers.